Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We call it the DDP for short, 5 minutes every day, proceeding through the book of Acts right now as we are doing a little exegetical exercise in studying the Acts of the Apostles. We're about midway, almost midway, through the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, which puts us about a third of the way through the book of Acts. We got a long and wonderful journey watching the Holy Spirit work in the lives of the apostles and in the life of the early church. Today we are in Joppa with the apostle Peter. Peter has had a visitation by the Holy Spirit. Jesus has spoke to him through a vision while he sets waiting for his lunch to be served on the housetop. And you know the story. And if you don't, go back and listen to the last couple of days. Verse 17, while Peter wondered within himself, the word wondered there is closer, might be a little easier for us to understand it. He was perplexed. He doesn't just wonder, he is confused. While Peter was perplexed within himself, what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. So we, the reader, got to see two events happening simultaneously, or at least close to simultaneously. The Holy Spirit visiting Cornelius, and then Jesus visiting the Apostle Peter. Here's something worth noting. If you're looking at your hard copy, go back and look at the Holy Spirit speaking to Cornelius through the angel in Acts chapter 10, verse 3. And you'll notice that the translators did not put the words in red because the text specifically says, in a vision, an angel of God came and said to him. And then when you get into Peter's vision, beginning in verse 9 down through 16, you'll notice in verses 13 and 15 that the translators wrote the words in red. Now, I commented on that yesterday about how they saw it as Jesus, but I wanted to contrast that they didn't see the angel as Jesus to Cornelius, but they see Jesus speaking to Peter, and I cannot agree more. I think they nailed it. There's no indication that Cornelius is dealing with Jesus. He's dealing with an angel, obviously. But Peter, it just says a voice, which is what it says when Saul has an encounter on the road to Damascus. Now, you could say, well, if Saul could have Jesus revealed to him directly, why doesn't Cornelius have Jesus dealt with, revealed to him directly? And I would say this. Cornelius is seeking the God of the Jews. He's seeking the old covenant God through his consecration, his giving, his prayers. And there's no way to the Father that way. Saul is actually pursuing Jesus, albeit he's pursuing Jesus in violent manner. He knows it's Jesus the minute Jesus speaks to him on the road to Damascus. So I see a contrast in the way that God presents himself to Cornelius and the way he presents himself to Saul. And then whenever he presents himself to Peter on the rooftop, it's obviously Jesus speaking to Peter. And Peter knows it's Jesus. He doesn't argue that it's Jesus. He's just perplexed as to why Jesus is now talking to him about what to eat and what to take, kill, and eat. Because Jesus didn't talk about those things to Peter when he was on the earth. But now that he's crucified, resurrected, ascended, and the Holy Spirit has descended into the church, we can move on and talk about the things that Jesus said you're not yet able to understand, but when the Holy Spirit of truth comes, he'll lead and guide you into those things. That's what's happening here. We'll meet the men. I got a little sidetracked and needed to cover that. We'll meet the men talking to Peter tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.